Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about the challenge. Sitting next to me is
Amanda.
And that's it. Solo.
That's it. It's all.
It's a Wild Wolford episode this week.
You got it.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, get people trying to join every day. Had a spam bot try to join today. Denied them.
Denied
and blocked. You can also join our Patreon for $2 a month. We say your name, which we're not going to do this episode because I can't pull it up.
Because we apologize.
It's registered under Tim, and Tim makes the most insane passwords that are like...
He has one of those password generator app things that generates, you know, a super secure password. That's what happens when one of your co-hosts is an IT guy.
Yeah. And then if I try to sign in, it'll be like, well, your computer hasn't been
registered.
So then I'll send an email to Tim, and that doesn't do us any good right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, because he's not here, and he's not available.
What a jerk.
Oh, what's he going to do?
Not going to be here next week either.
Next week either. But maybe we can get him to send us the list for next week.
Maybe. We'll see.
Since this was a last-minute deal.
Scrambling.
Yes.
Patreon is not going to be very good this week because we're scrambling to put
scrambling
stuff together
at the last minute. No video.
Schedules are not good this week.
No Patreon listed names. Oh, we're the worst. Sorry, friends.
But we love you all.
Yes, we love you all, and we're here to give you this episode. This is All-Star Season 3, Episode 5, titled More Than Friends?
Question mark.
So let's see. The previously on was done by Derek hanging off the building from the last challenge. Meh. Don't really care. It wasn't that funny or anything.
It was Derek.
Then this episode starts off after Jordan and Bess elimination wins. And poor Darrell and Kendall going home.
We've got to keep watching Darrell getting carted out.
Yeah.
Sad.
It was. That was hard to watch. Back at the house, Yes says that they have villains, and he hates that shit. But he does think that there's still grown adults there who want to play a grown-ass game. So, I don't know. I'm starting to, I wish Tim was here because... I guess I'm kind of glad Tim's not here because I'm starting to feel this way that Tim feels about Yes, how it's kind of an entitlement, kind of a higher, holier than thou kind of mentality. Yeah. And
You loved him the first season.
I do, and I still adore him. Some of these things are, you know, maybe it's like, okay, fine. It's funny, and the coffee date was funny, but... Like, at some point, it's not funny anymore, and it becomes kind of, holier than thou, and righteous, and that's kind of not a super great look.
Yeah, his attitude is not helping his case any.
Yeah, so, then we get Beth saying that she knows she's ruffled some feathers by taking out Kendall and staying. Then Kayla talks with the greenhouse ladies about the grenade and how to use that.
Greenhouse ladies.
Treehouse, I'm sorry.
Treehouse. I was like, is there another alliance I missed?
No, the treehouse ladies. The greenhouse, the treehouse, whatever house. Some kind of stupid thing. Yeah, so basically they're trying to decide, like, she's like, I don't want Beth to be here, but is that a waste of a grenade to use it on Beth? Is there something more strategic we could do? Yeah, they don't really come up with anything. Then we get Beth and Kellyanne talking. Kellyanne basically knows that she needs Beth as a number. So as much as she might not be Beth's biggest fan, you know, she's got to work with her. And Kellyanne says that she may or may not trust John A., basically telling Beth, but she's not sure.
Yeah, I don't understand this John A. thing.
Yeah. You don't?
No.
I get it. I think John A. plays this game for John A., and I don't think that... I think that they're under the impression that, like, you know, they're in an alliance and working together, and so I think that, like, John A. is always, you know, like, they don't know if they have her. And I think Kellyanne's being smart here. I mean, I think Kellyanne knows that she can't 100% trust her.
Well, I don't understand. Well, I guess what I don't understand comes later when Beth starts going after Jeanne.
Oh, well, that's because of the challenge. And then kind of Kellyanne with the seed here. And then later in the challenge when Jeanne throws a ring on her thing. Yeah.
But Beth keeps accusing her of cheating. And I don't understand.
Oh.
Like that point of view. Because Jeanne is not cheating. She's playing the game.
Oh, well, at the bar, I think that's cheating in her marriage.
No, she accuses of Jeanne of cheating in the game, and I don't understand.
Oh,
like where that's coming from.
Oh, maybe I didn't realize that. Okay, well, then we get Wes, who goes to Brad, Mark, and Derek, and says, "Hey, buddies, sorry for your loss with Darrell, but hey, I want to take his spot in your group." Basically, Wes says that he knew that, like, everybody was kind of talking and they were reclipping the kind of Jordan beast mode of that elimination. And Wes is like, I knew, like, I didn't, like, this isn't a shock or surprise to me. Then Wes says that he wants to go after MJ and Yes kind of first, the two previous winners, and then, of course, Jordan. Brad is leery to take this deal and work with Wes, rightfully so. So, yeah, that takes us to the challenge.
I will smack his head and eat it.
So, they get to the challenge. And TJ says, hey, everybody, it's halfway time, and it's time to change things up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. TJ announces that they are now reducing the authority to two people, and that they will have all the power to send whoever they want into elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, buddy. Changes
it up, which is how I thought it should have been from the beginning. But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I like this twist, here. Later, this twist, it gets a little, you know, skewed, and I don't know if the challenges are playing it the way that, maybe production was intending it to be played. So this challenge TJ announces is called Sidetrack. There is a giant dirt track to run around with bins of colored rings. And then each competitor has a star back at the starting line, with five pegs, in their color. And so basically the competitors this is an elimination, kind of game. So basically the competitors have to run around and grab their opponent's colored rings and then ring toss them onto their star on their five pegs to fill it up, and once they're filled up, they're eliminated.
Yeah.
So And he said that basically the last two All-Stars standing will win and form the authority. So then we get to the sabotage. TJ says that basically they can, the sabotage is going to give somebody one ring to start the game. So Kayla, of course, shocker, gives it to Beth. No shock. Brad keeps the train rolling and gives it to MJ.
MJ, Jesus Christ.
Brad and MJ, you know, yeah. And this is why MJ at this point is starting to take this, like, personal. Like, him and Brad now have, like, some kind of personal vendetta. So, yeah. Then we get Derek, Wes, Brad, and Nehemiah making a plan, saying that they made a plan to work against MJ and Jordan. And then they agreed to let Mark win this. MJ says that he's heard that Mark's going to win. He's okay with that. He just doesn't want Brad to win. Brad is questioning this game plan of just handing it to Mark. You know, he knows that he's kind of on the chopping block, or at least kind of pissed a couple people off, or at least MJ. So now if MJ loses this after he's given him the sabotage and he goes into elimination, and then, you know, somehow, you know, somebody that's working with him gets Brad, sends Brad in, you know, it's just, Brad doesn't like this plan because, he knows he's in jeopardy when he also knows he could win this. Like, the men's round is first. MJ says that it's not Mean Girls, it's Bad Boys. And everybody is ganging up on him and going for his star. So Jordan says that he also figures out a plan and goes after... figures out what their plan is to kind of go after MJ and Yes and him, and then he goes after Brad. Straight out the gate goes after Wes. And Veronica says that the boys are all just threatened by Yes. And I think there's some of that.
Probably. I mean,
he's incredible.
He's a really good competitor.
Yes.
He won the first season.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to, you know, run around and be manipulative and things like that. So that is threatening to them. Like, I feel like the men, especially the men that play an incredibly social game, are always threatened by the men that can just come in, not play a great social, political, sneaky game, and just literally win on merit of their athletic ability and their performance alone, you know?
Yeah.
And just being nice to people. They hate that. They hate that. And that's people like Wes in that. So MJ's out first, then Jordan, then Yes. Then we watch Mark just walking around this dirt track.
Which is kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, which is way obnoxious. You know, you could just jog it out. Like, okay, just jog it out, Mark. Like, no one's saying you have to, like, sprint, but, like...
at least make it look good.
Jog it out. Make it look good. Yeah, exactly. But then next out is Wes, and then Derek, then Nehemiah. And then Brad said that he doesn't really like the idea of letting Mark win. But we end up seeing Brad get out, so he ended up succumbing to it.
Yeah, he talks that it seems like they came up with this plan without him.
Yeah.
And they just expected him to
go along with it, yeah.
And he's really annoyed by this.
Yeah, I don't blame him. In this moment, Brad is completely right to be annoyed.
Yeah.
So next up, we got the women's round. It's obvious that the Treehouse will be targeting Beth, Kellyanne, Naya, and John A. Naya's kind of game plan is to kind of spread them out around everybody.
She's trying to be political. She's trying to make it look like she's not targeting anybody.
Yeah.
And I think in the end that bites her in the butt.
Yeah. And then Beth gets pissed because John A threw a ring on her star. John A kind of explains this as like she wanted to see what everybody was throwing. I don't really know. I felt like this was a stupid excuse. I felt like in this moment, John A did kind of make a crappy call, like, especially for her numbers in the house. Like, you know, she should have just gone against one of the, there are plenty of other people to throw at instead of Beth. So, it was kind of silly. Then we get Naya, of course, saying that she doesn't want to judge Beth from what everyone says, that she's had a history in the show, and if she doesn't want people to judge her. And I was like, yeah, this is a good call on you, Naya. I mean, hey, I feel like she is, I feel like she is showing that she has grown. She is very self-aware, and she's also, you know, aware enough to forgive people or to kind of give people second chances and, you know, reflect. So good on you, Naya. I'm excited that you seem to have grown and have been able to reflect that you are horrible. Let's see. Then Beth's eliminated. When Beth's eliminated, she walks out. She said, I know who I want. So, then Kayla, she says she's living in England with her fiance. She needs the money for a wedding and to start having babies. Okay.
Poor kids.
Wow. So then we get Ronnie. Ronnie is, mad that Janae is throwing rings on hers. I don't know why.
Yeah, somebody's throwing rings on mine. It's like it's part of the game. Like, what do you expect to happen?
Right. Well, and I don't understand what Ronnie thinks that John A owes her, because Ronnie's a part of the treehouse. So,
yeah.
I mean, and they're against John A. It's crazy. I don't know. But yeah, Ronnie is great at this. Like, ring toss. Like, she is freaking killing it.
She should just go around to circuses.
Carnivals,
I mean, and just start winning games.
I loved it. She sealed the nail in, like, several people's coffin, or, you know, like, you know, exits in this challenge. She got John A, and then Kayla out before then she was out. And then Sylvia wins. Sylvia. This is now her second challenge win this season.
It does get to a point where it's just all treehouse girls, though.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't seem like they were super competitive about it.
Right. So. Yeah, maybe they
not quite a Mark situation.
Maybe they had a similar deal where it was kind of like, Kayla's won two in a row, like, Sylvia, you can have this one, Kayla said, or, you know, whatever, I don't know.
It was definitely nobody was, like, deciding on, well, we're going to take out this one person.
Right.
They all were just like, okay, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, let's get all the non-Treehouse girls out, and then we'll just take, you know, just go from there.
Sure.
So, TJ says that, you're halfway through and now after this challenge, you can kind of see where people stand. So he congratulates Mark and Sylvia. He says they will pick two people to go into elimination. Dun, dun, dun. Then those two people will pick anyone they want to compete against.
Boom.
Everyone will have to come dressed to compete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So shakes get some rest and pack your bags. Come ready to play. So.
How much that sucks. You're like, God damn it. I got to pack my bag every time we do this. This blows.
Yeah. Well, I think this is the point where you start, like, this is primo for the stars thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand from this moment why people weren't like, I want to go in, and then I want to pick who I go against, because I want to win, I want to take those stars.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with people?
We still don't know what they're for, but.
Yeah, but TJ already said they were important, so get them. You know what? If Darrell was here, if he hadn't lost last elimination, I wouldn't even put it past him to go in again, you know? Because he's like, he's no dummy. He's like, wait a minute. I can go in. I can pick whoever I want to go against. And, you know, like, yeah, that's the way to do it. So yeah, I was not very excited by kind of how things go from here. So back at the house, Beth says she feels like Sylvia's going to pick her. There's a little treehouse celebration. They talk about the game. But they are worried about who Beth would call out. Exactly. So yep. One of you decide who wants to go and send your friend and let them go and get some stars. Like, what is wrong with you? So then we get a night out. Basically say the stress of the game is getting to everyone. There's no one dancing and having fun. It's all just sitting around having conversations about the game. So we get MJ and Mark talking. MJ basically tells Mark that if he gets sent in, I'm going to choose Brad.
Yep, straight up.
So I'm going to choose your boy if you send me in. And
probably
this
not
is
a terrible strategy.
This is a great strategy. Plus, I think it's 100% truthful.
Yeah.
Like, MJ is pissed. Like, she's just done. He's like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And then Sylvia and Mark meet with Beth. Beth says that if they picked her, that she would pick Kayla or John A. And they're like, well, why John A? And they're like, Jenny's a little manipulator and she's cheating on her husband with MJ.
Yeah.
Beth, these are strong accusations. Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
John A just hears her name, and comes over to confront Beth. Beth says that she thinks Jenny is super shady and not an honest person. Jenny says, if you want me, I'm happy to take your stars. Oh, I love it.
She's getting some good confidence.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like she starts calling her a cheater, and I feel like she's commenting on like her gameplay, and I don't understand where that comes from. Jenny always follows the rules or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just didn't pick up on it or I didn't. Yeah, I was typing my notes and I just kind of glossed over that or something. So then John A goes to MJ and she's like, basically in her little confessional, she's like, hey man, like we played an entire season together and we won together. Like we're friends. Like we're partners in this game. Like we're not having an affair. Mark tells Brad and that MJ says he will pick him. Brad is pissed about the challenge plan to throw it.
Right.
He says that he expected it and he will be ready. Then the next morning, Brad wakes Wes up bright and early.
Yeah.
And says, we need to talk outside.
Yeah, MJ's laying right below him like, what the fuck's going on?
Mm-hmm. So Brad, Wes, and Mark all meet and talk. Brad confronts Wes and is pissed about how the plan went down. Basically, he wasn't involved with the plan and then was just expected to, you know, comply. Wes ultimately says that, hey, bud, like, I'm sorry. Like, you're right. I didn't think about you. And if this puts you in a shitty situation and it'll make you feel better, I will go in to the elimination.
Mm-hmm.
And Wes says in his interview, he's like, I'll do it. I don't want to ruin a friendship, you know, over this, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Seeing Wes be a good person.
Listen, I think Wes is smart. I think that Wes knows the same thing, you know. I think that Wes wants to get stars. And this isn't a dumb move on his part. If you can go in and pick any competitor to go against, you know, and then, you know, and come away from it. Like, yeah, that's it. You get to see the elimination, basically, and kind of then pick your competitor.
Yeah.
It seems like a good play. So we get the authority meeting. Basically, this is a dumb meeting. Mark says that Wes volunteered, and so they both agree to send him in. And then Sylvia says that she doesn't like Beth and her threatening Kayla. And then Mark says that basically after last night that she thinks she would pick Beth or that Beth would pick John A. But cut to a clip we didn't see from the evening before where John A then offers and volunteers to go in to elimination.
Yeah. So it's smart. These people are at least getting it that, like,
yeah,
I'd rather go in and pick my opponent.
Of course.
Have someone.
Yeah.
target me.
I do think that starting next week, after kind of the shock of the initial thing wore off, that we'll see a little more of that gameplay.
Strategery.
Yeah, Wes says that, hey, I'm a troll. I'm always going to do the opposite of what you think I'm going to do. So, and then that takes us to the arena.
Payback's a bitch! Bitch!
Arena. There's no real nominations anymore. So now we got a nomination sounder. We don't even need it.
Well, we had the authority meeting. I guess you could have played it there. So yeah, then that takes us to the arena, and TJ says that hey, it's obvious that most of you came to play. And he calls down Johnny and Wes to then get their picks. Wes picks Beth. She says she wants Beth stars and to do it as a favor to the house. Wes says that he is picking the worst judge of character, which is yes. Yeah, so yes comes down and TJ asks him what he thinks or whatever. And yes says that, hey, I'm just here to nurture the flame of integrity and fairness.
Calm down, buddy.
So, which to TJ says, like, how do you really feel? Which then Wes laughs and says, even TJ knows you're full of shit. So yeah, then that takes us into the elimination. This elimination is called Knocked Off. It's a giant wall suspended 30 feet in the air, with these, basically giant, pegs, with circle padded cushions on them, all in a row that basically push back and forth. And the objective is to knock your opponent off of their ledge on the other side of the wall. So the women are first.
If you've seen Wipeout, these look very familiar.
Right, Brian's.
They have kind of like a boxing glove version of them on Wipeout, but
yeah.
Yes.
Well, they also have that one where the shelves come out. The shelves come out and stuff. Yeah, they've got several variations of this. This is very a knockoff of that. Yeah, so the women are up first. MJ is definitely helping Johnny. It's obvious, it's super obvious. Beth is pissed about it. And ultimately Beth just can't deal with the stress and the mental pressure and somebody helping her to basically that Beth quits.
Again, she's like, They're cheating.
Yeah.
So you haven't watched the challenge in a long time, have you?
Right. Beth. Well, and that's the nature of the game. So Beth plays this game without a lot of friends, which then when you get to these things, you don't have people helping you.
Yeah.
You play this game with friends, then there's always somebody that has your back that's trying to help you in these eliminations. You know, so I think that Beth can be pissed, but she really just needs about them cheating. But Beth really just needs to be pissed at herself that she doesn't ever make more of an effort or do a good job at, you know, forming relationships with these people.
Yeah.
So, ends up she quits. So Johnny wins, getting Beth 2 stars, making her a total of 3 now.
Yeah.
So watch out, friends. Her and MJ both have 3 right? stars, you idiots. Like, go after them and send them into elimination.
Big dummies.
They'll just take all the stars and end up winning this season, too. So good luck. So, the men are up next. We get to going on this, and Yes is talking a whole bunch of trash and, you know, spouting off through the wall, which is not a super great strategy, because Wes even says that, like, hey, he's like, if he wasn't over there whining and crying, I wouldn't know where his face was.
Right. And Wes is just dead silent. Doesn't say a word.
Just dead silent. Very stoic. Just kind of like small movements, like, he's playing the long game, because I think that he did know that when he saw this and he saw the girls compete, that this was going to be an endurance game.
Yeah.
Is really how it runs. And so Wes was playing this as such. And Yes went up there with the fire and the anger and the fury of all the rage he has against Wes, and was just gassing. Yep. So by the end of it, it was obvious that Yes had pretty much just gassed himself out, and then Wes was able to kind of take an opportunity and
outsmarted him.
Get him. So, but I did think it was cute that Nehemiah and him had created some sort of code. code lingo. What was it he kept saying?
No, I don't
my
remember.
God, I can't even remember what it was now, but he kept saying something that was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I felt like
Tutti Frutti. No, he wasn't saying Tutti Frutti. Something like that.
Anyways. I feel like this elimination was kind of boring.
It was. It was it was not fun and exciting to watch. And I don't think that they placed the pegs close enough together.
Yeah, I mean Beth ended up trapped between them.
Yeah, behind them. That shouldn't be how it works.
She could have just sat there and been fine for the rest of the thing, but
I think because of how they were, like you were trying to get leverage, but you couldn't get leverage because the planks were so narrow. So you were just pushing, and basically the other person was just pushing it back. You know, it was very slow, whereas you needed kind of a quick, forceful push.
Yeah. I felt like it was just two people pushing the same two back and forth, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it just went that way for a long time.
Yeah.
And they showed, what was it, Yes and Wes were out there for like an hour almost.
Yeah, an hour, yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Right?
But Wes finally did the... sort of get the strategy and end up knocking him off.
Yep, but you got it. I love it when Wes wins. He jumps off like Mario.
That was good.
You know, though, at the end, Yes did congratulate Wes in a very...
he was a good sport.
Good sportsman, ship-like way. So, yeah, and then that's where I'm like, you know, that's it. I think that the game really got to Yes this season. I think that them putting Wes there really just burned him up or something.
Yeah.
He is definitely a good guy. And TJ even says that, Yes, you're probably my favorite human to ever play this game. Beth, as she's leaving, she says she's going to practice the heights thing. She says, TJ, I promise. And I was like, okay. Yeah,
sure. We'll never see you
again. Yeah. Ronnie says that losing Yes and Beth is like losing the yin and the yang of the house. Basically the calm versus the drama.
Yeah.
Losing both ends of the spectrum. It's kind of crazy. So, but yeah, that's it for this episode.
Yeah. It's going to be a short episode of Challenge this week.
Yeah, short of the change in the rules and that excitement, overall, this episode and the challenge and the elimination were just not as exciting as they typically are. I hate these elimination ones where it's like predetermined. There's a giant alliance who's just going to get one person out first, you know. And then granted, I'm glad TJ didn't tell them of the twist about them getting to pick, because then it doesn't matter who's last. So there was some stake in the game, at least at this point.
Yeah.
But it still didn't feel like it really mattered. Like, I didn't care. Like,
once they figured out, like, oh, we'll just throw in
MJ and Beth, basically.
Two people will decide they want to go in.
Yeah.
Like, that just ruins everything. So,
yeah. So, anyways, I don't know. But, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. It looks like there's some drama coming around the mountain.
There always is.
In the upcoming episode trailers, so
I believe we're halfway done with the season.
What?
Yeah,
these All Star seasons are so quick, so quick.
So
nice little episodes, quick little seasons. I love them.
And then coming up, July 6th starts the Challenge US on CBS. So they're gonna premiere. It's gonna premiere the same night as the premiere of Big Brother.
At a different, they're both CBS, so they're going to appear the same night.
Big Brother and then the Challenge.
All the same night. Wow, that's cool.
So it's going to be
going
to be a big, big, Wednesdays are going to be a big night.
Big CBS freaking summer, man. I'm going to have to take Thursdays off all summer. Right? Good God.
Jesus.
No, because then that's a, I could take Thursdays off because that's eviction night. And then,
see?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell your work for the summer I need Thursdays off.
Yeah, sorry.
Just got to deal with it.
Just got to deal.
head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, get prepared The Challenge US is coming to the next month.
Yes!
We're almost a month away, so we're going to see all the Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race people they roped into doing the challenge.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It'll be interesting to see, you know, just this new kind of invention, you know. Like, I'm excited about it, like how I was excited for the first season of All-Stars, too, you know. Yeah. It's like it's an entirely new invention of the show. But it will have the same feel with TJ.
Yep. So, should be interesting.
That's what they've realized, too, though, don't you think? After the success of All-Stars, that the spinoffs have to be TJ.
Like, oh, of course.
I think that was it. Like, they didn't, I don't think that they had the success with Champs versus Stars and Pros like they did with All-Stars, like they have with All-Stars. And I think that they did realize that a lot of that success is to TJ and the consistent through line. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a consistency thing.
I mean, they brought in The Miz, which was a good.
Yes, that was fine. Choice. He could have hosted. I think if he had hosted all of those seasons, they would have done much better.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but yeah.
Also, if you head over to challengepod.com, you can join our Patreon. There's $1 a month gives you years upon years of after shows, pre shows. If you just want to hear us bullshit about whatever, that's kind of, what happens on these shows. It's a lot of fun. Was it last week? We had like the longest pre show ever. It was like 45 minutes long. Right. So God lots knows. To listen to.
Yeah.
$2 a month, we say your name, which we don't have pulled up for this one. Sorry, everybody.
So sorry. Thank you, everybody, though. You all know who you are. We love you. High five. We
appreciate it. Mwah. And then $5 a month, you get video episodes of this, which again,
which you also
we don't have this week because everything was scrambled together. So apologies. And yeah, it's lots of good stuff that'll be coming with the Challenge US coming up. So you definitely want to keep up to date.
Keep tuning in.
And yeah, I guess that's it. So for this episode, God damn it, I'm trying to find, where's my quote? There it is. For this episode of Challenge, has been Brian.
Amanda.
And as Jordan said, I'm fast as fuck, boy. Fast as fuck.
The challenge.